Chapter 1. Introduction. Imagine a life of supernatural, godlike powers. Instantaneous telepathy, where you read others' minds so effectively that words are obsolete. Levitation, where you soar into the air with nothing more than the power of your thoughts. Telekinesis, where you levitate objects even of colossal size and command them to move with your mind. Materialization, where you can create anything you want as easily as you once opened your mouth to speak. Time travel, where you jump into the past and fast forward into the future with stunning clarity. The veil between living and dying, which caused you to forget that you had a greater identity beyond each mortal life, has now dropped. In every moment, you are fully aware that you are a soul having a human experience. Your level of intelligence is now vastly greater than anything you had access to in the past. Is this a dream? A case of ridiculous wishful thinking that has no grounding in reality? Or is it possible that the world's great spiritual teachers were telling you the truth? Are you walking around in a state of amnesia, oblivious to who and what you really are? Could the choices you make and the thoughts you think be far more important than you might ever realize? Is there a cosmic battle between good and evil playing out in the seemingly mundane struggles of your everyday life? Is this hidden battle also raging behind the headlines of many of the world's most noteworthy events? Is ascension, a graduation into a higher level of existence, your ultimate goal for being human? And are there negative forces in the universe that feed on your fear, anger, guilt, and shame, and will stop at nothing to prevent you from achieving this quantum leap in your evolution? Are we witnessing a tremendous competition over who gets to control our planet? Would these negative forces literally die without our selfishness, jealousy, materialism, greed, and loneliness providing them with an energy supply? Have these forces been fighting a battle that has gone on for hundreds of thousands of years in their own conscious memory? You are about to enter a world where all these questions have answers. We are threatened with doom and destruction from a seemingly impossible array of villainous forces. Not only do we have an elite who appear to thrive on creating wars, financial catastrophes, plagues, and chaos, nature itself appears to have betrayed us. Our planet is dying. The water is disappearing. The animals are being hunted into extinction. Every year, the temperatures are getting hotter. Earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, and superstorms threaten our lives and planet. People tend to think the ancient spiritual tales are only mythology, whereas we live in the real world, which is far more lonely and threatening. Humans often use denial and addictive behaviors to push the unpleasant and seemingly inevitable truth of mass destruction out of our minds. Then, when the truth comes blasting out of its feeble packaging, it triggers a hidden sense of hopelessness once more, and we crash land into another deep, dark depression of profound loneliness. Now, we believe in God, when things are at their worst. And in our private hell, we cry out, "Why? Why? Why?" You may have been fortunate enough to come into contact with what many visionaries have called ageless wisdom. You may have had a near-death experience, where you caught a glimpse of the greater reality beyond the veil of living and dying. You may have had a dream so beautiful and breathtaking that you woke up in tears, longing for the promise of a new tomorrow. You may have had a peak emotional event, either of extreme terror or utter ecstasy,